KLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Work continues on a deal to temporarily pause fighting in the Middle East in exchange for the release of some of the hostages being held by Hamas. Thousands marched in Jerusalem Saturday calling for their release. Adriana Audrey's husband and mother-in-law are being held.
She's 85 years old, and we are not with her, and we are marching. We are marching to Jerusalem to bring her back.
Gaza's health ministry says it's transferring at least 30 premature babies from the Al-Shifa hospital to facilities in Egypt. Thunderstorms and heavy rain expected today in Texas and Oklahoma, beginning a few days of rough weather that could impact the millions set to travel for Thanksgiving. Four women were shot and killed in three different locations across Memphis. A fifth was seriously hurt. Authorities now say the suspect has been found dead of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot. This is ABC News. President of the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., stopped in Hawaii on his way back from the APEC summit. He met with members of Hawaii's large Filipino-American community. Sunday, he'll meet with the top military commander in the Indo-Pacific as the U.S. and Philippines work on tightening ties. Honda's issued a safety recall for multiple models over risks of a fire, crash, or injury.
The sweeping recall involves a quarter of a million Honda vehicles in the U.S. The company says bearings can fail, which can impact the engine, including causing it to stall, which can increase the risk of a fire or crash. The recall covers certain model years of the Pilot SUVs, Odyssey minivans, and Ridgeline trucks. Honda says certain years of the Acura TLX cars, along with Acura MDX SUVs, are also on the recall. Honda, in documents to federal regulators, say no injuries have been reported. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Owners will receive recall notices in the new year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Studies show people who live in rural communities have a life expectancy 3 years fewer than people who live in urban areas. Mike Moan reports now on efforts to plan to prevent these deaths.
Across rural America, health experts say factors like ambulance shortages and hospital closures add to access issues for patients, leading to poorer outcomes. The American Heart Association notes that rural populations are 40% more likely to develop heart disease. AHA's Tim Nicolai says that's why his organization is working with small towns and cities to build a nation of lifesavers for when a rural resident experiences a heart attack.
Are the people and the organizations around them prepared to respond with effective CPR, with utilization of an AED, and kind of just having that entire system in place?
Municipalities that apply for the designation are given tools to evaluate gaps in getting residents trained and fitting buildings with the proper equipment. Nicolai says schools should be a major priority for any readiness planning.
There's dozens or hundreds of students there day in and day out. There's dozens of staff members. There's often parents and other volunteers visiting during the school day. And then you think about athletic events and community events that are often housed in schools.
He says schools should not only make sure staff are trained, but also make sure automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, are placed in visible locations and are accessible after hours. Nicolai says churches, food pantries, and community centers are other places to add to a readiness plan. Local leaders wanting to pursue a certification can contact the state health department. AHA also has details on its website where communities and businesses can build their plan. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bowe.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.